The DA can today reveal that South Africa's premier anti-corruption watchdog, the Public Service Commission, is being held hostage by infighting in the ANC over the deployment of corrupt cadres. In addition to currently being embroiled in a corruption scandal engineered by ANC cadre Dofani Mampiswana, the PSC, which is supposed to oversee all aspects of ethical and good governance in the public sector, has been operating with one hand tied behind its back for the past 16 months as different factions in the ANC battle to gain access to the feeding trough. To execute on its mandate of ensuring ethical governance, the Constitution requires the PSC to have 5 national commissioners who are appointed by the President upon recommendation of the National Assembly. However, one of these 5 positions has now been vacant for a staggering 16 months as the ANC squabbles over which cadre to appoint to capture one of our most sacred ethics institutions. The ANC's initial plan was to appoint this disgraced cadre and the disastrous former mayor of Msunduzi, Zanele Tlachwayo, to the position. Fortunately, the DA fought tooth and nail and eventually defeated the ANC's evil plan to appoint Tlachwayo. After a relentless campaign from the DA to oppose her candidature, the ANC twice failed to get the required 201 votes in parliament to recommend Tlachwayo. It is time to accept this as a democratic outcome and move on to vote on recommending the second candidate listed for the position, former Deputy Public Protector Kevin Malunga. Unlike Tlachwayo, Malunga is an independent, fit and proper person for the post. In order to free the PSC and our public service from the ANC hostage takers, the DA has already written to National Assembly Speaker Thandi Modise, requesting that Parliament schedule an urgent vote to recommend Kevin Malunga to fill the vacancy on the PSC. We will not rest until President Cyril Ramaphosa fires Dofani Mampiswana and until the vacancy on the PSC is filled by an independent commissioner who will not hesitate to go after the corrupt ANC cadres who are looting our state into oblivion.